Begin the current daf himself. Pesachim daf lamed zayin. Begin lamed beis. Begin the tis nimasta. Begin the gemara. The tanakama maishna hechlita. According to tanakama, what's the difference by hechlita? Of course, we Tayskam explains that why don't we say that it's actually that it is an appropriate machlekes b'sham misal. That we had said that hechlita and hameisa, they're both talking about types of scolding. Now the gemara asked, what do you mean? According to the tanakama. In Bisham Misil, why is it different, Isa from Mechlita, that one would be Chai Machal, one would be Patra Chala, that seemingly they're the same thing? And the Gemara says, oh, you're right, you have to say that really they would hold the same thing in each one, because it's the same thing. And that's a Tosis Tamil Ri, it's a one to the Ri. My Kabaimine, what the Gemara's question, the why are they differentiated between Me'isa and Mechlita regarding the obligation of Chalo? Namely, you could say very simply, and then the Brace would make sense. The Marsabi Law Gavar, the one of them held that the primary is the upper one, which was Basil would hold the Law Gavar. And therefore, when you scold it and you put the water on top of the flour, so then the most powerful one is the one on the top, and it's going to be like cooking it, and it's going to be exempt from challah. Whereas Me'isa, which is when you put the flour on the water, and then the upper one, which is the flour, is the stronger one, therefore it's not like cooking it, therefore it would be chayav challah. And Beis Shammai held that the bottom one is stronger. So that would be exactly to understand why Me'isa is different than the chalita. And that's his taste of Matir Tzvi. He answered, no, because the pasuk batani, because the brisa was clearly cut specifically, that even if there was nothing more than an exactly the amount of a flour that would be obligated in challah. That's why the Gemara is asking, what's the difference? Because even if you can say whether the upper or the lower one is the stronger one and it determines the factor, but it's not possible that it's not going to cook at least a little bit from it, no matter which one is the top or the bottom. And therefore, it's going to diminish a little bit from the measurement. Because even if you hold that tata gavar and the upper one is coming, whichever one is but the point of contact, it cooks a little bit from it. When you say one is the stronger versus the other one's not going to cook, it just means not the whole thing. And therefore, since it's going to diminish already a little bit from the measurement, that's why he said, oh, now it shouldn't make a difference whether it's Ilo or Tatar Gava. Because it was Kapasik Batani, it sounded like even if it was exactly the amount of Nesir Fakhalo, and if you're cooking a little bit, you already removed that shear. Tinek says, I'm going to begin with the Gemara, I'm going to tell you, Tanoi, it's Machalis, the time, the Tanoi, 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 the Tan Rabbi Yochanan had said that seemingly from the Gemara, it seemed like the way we answered from the Chacham, difficult on Rabbi Yochanan, that he has says that Ma'ase Ilpas is Chayav V'Chala. We see from the Chachamim that is not true, that Ma'ase Ilpas is going to be Potter. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Rabbi Yochanan has a ton of a different Braisa that holds like him that Ilpas is Chayav V'Chala. But that's his taste is lo yitzuk leshkuch etanoi. We didn't have to say that he'll find other tanoim that say like him. Ela lalishn the army law only because there was two different versions like that which says that zev is a liptur. That actually everyone besides the chacham held that you're always going to be patur. According to that version, you don't find any tan that holds that the chiv of chala by something that's not something that's baked in the oven. Now, lalishn the zev is a chiv, but according to the version that said that actually everyone agrees that you're going to be obligated no matter which one, whether it's meisa or achlita. Then actually, ikat tanoim b'baisa gufa. Then you have tanoim in this brisa itself that we're asking from Rabbi Yochanan from the Chachamim. You have those other tanoim that hold that you're always going to be chayiv, and that would even be by my silpas. And says Taisis da korach ad mechayiva because and Taisis explains. He says most definitely this that we're saying that the other tanoim are saying that you're going to be chayiv by meisa and chlita by these scalded types of bread. Hayin de bilpas that must be talking about that was made in the frying pan because the ibetanim was talking in an oven. But what are you saying? But in the frying pan would be exempt. Im Kain, if that would be the case, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, would that he says that both are potter and a chacham, that would be the same as the chacham. Because if you're going to explain that the Ma'isa Chlita is a Ma'isa Ilpas, but in the oven that they agree that you're going to be Chayav Achala, so comes out that's like the chacham who differentiate between the Ma'isa Ilpas and the Ma'isa Tana. Obviously, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi holds the Ma'isa Chlita up tours, even if the Ma'isa Tana, if they're made in the oven. And therefore, the one that says that was a lechi would hold even the ma'aseh ilpas mechayev mechala, which that would be like a birchan. And therefore, you wouldn't have to come on to that of other tanaim. It's only according to the one that says that was a lebtur that there's no tanaim here in this brisa that he had to find another brisa like him. The next is the master beginning with the gemara, the kuli amad that everyone holds ma'aseh ilpas b'tur. That if it's made in the frying pan, it's going to be exempt. Tzitzis discusses. So what's the halacha regarding this Maisa Ilpas if Chayav and Chal or not. Because the Gemara had brought a Machlekes, what's the Halacha of Maisa Ilpas? And the Gemara had asked on Rabbi Yechanan from the Chacham, and Rabbi Yechanan says, oh, it's a Machlekes Tanayim. Which the Gemara says, not necessarily is a Machlekes Tanayim. I could actually tell you that everyone holds not like Rabbi Yechanan. Maisa Ilpas is term, and the Machlekes is in something else. Now, Pasuk Rach, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan rules like Rish Lakish, that the, if it's made in the frying pan, it's going to be exempt from Chala. They come from the fact that the Gemara says, which are chased their mask, the cool amma, my soul is paturim. The Gemara is saying, no, could be everyone holds, it's going to be exempt. And the Machlekes is something else. So you see, the Gemara holds, not like Rabbi Yechanan. But like more of it, says Taisa, another proof, is the Yosef Rabbi Rav Yisrael Achayid Reb Zeira. This story where the Gemara brings that Rabbi Rav Yisrael was sitting behind Reb Zeira, and they were telling him to ask questions to Ula, and Reb Zeira responded that Ula would say, it's obvious that my silpas, what Allah is going to be, those questions were alibad Rish Lakish, Mary. All those questions were only in the opinion of Rish Lakish. And that Rabbi was asking, how you go ahead and you do it, is it similar to Maisa Ilpas, or is it like an oven? According to Yechanan, it doesn't make a difference. Maisa Ilpas was a chayim. Obviously, from the fact that they're asking him, it's like Maisa Ilpas is, again, another proof that we hold like Rish Lakish. But the Lurin, the Re holds, not like Ibn Chanan. The Kabir Yechanan came along, we rule like Kabir Yechanan. And his proof is, from the fact that Gemara and Yevam Zav Lam Yevam Ra'alf does not counted, but how did he come up with the three cases that Allah Rish Lakish like Rabbi Yechanan? Throughout Shas, we rule like Rabbi Yechanan versus Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yevam says, oh, three places we rule like Rish Lakish. And it doesn't say this case, therefore it must be rule like Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Baim read the reasons further. Ta'agdei mashka, but if it's made with liquid, besides in the frying pan, meaning with liquid in the frying pan, the Maid Rabbi Yechanan would agree to myself as put through it, then if it's made in the frying pan, it would be exempt. You would not make a maitzeh, and they can move from Yisham and Zechaz Chala, the perek of the Chala, the first perek of Chala, the Armor B'Yichnan, the B'Yichnan is quoted over there saying, Kol Shur Mahalak Tachta, wherever the fire goes beneath it, when like you, Chayim B'Chala, you can be obligated in Chala, Mavarchal of a maitzeh, and you make a maitzeh, even like a frying pan, the fire goes beneath it, he holds myself as a good Mechayim, and you make a maitzeh. But in Yisim, you can fulfill your obligation to Matzah on Pesach. Rish Lakish disagrees, as it says over here. In the obligation on Pesach. Now, but says Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechanan says that he, in other words, he agrees to Rish Lakish that the Mais Ilpas, the frying pan, would be exempt. But if there's liquids, oh, then he agrees. So you see that when it's made with liquid, he would agree it's going to be put. Now, Rabbi Yechanan further qualifies. He says the dafka be lossy raka pligi. This whole machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Shlokish regarding the frying pan is specifically if the batter is soft, is liquid. Rabbi Yechanan sabah for yase be ilpas is still lachem chay b'chal. Rabbi Yechanan holds okay. Still, if you're baking it in the frying pan and mixing it into bread, nechay b'chal. Rabbi Shlokish and they say lachem pater. Rabbi Shlokish says no, it does not make it into bread and it's going to be pater. Abne lossy ava, but if the dough is thick. Everyone's going to agree that it's going to be chay, even if it's made with liquids. Because the obligation of chala starts when you start kneading the dough. It's obvious in many places when you were kneading the dough, that since it was thick at that time, it already became obligated in chala. So it sounds like from Mishnah. It's not like the Mishnah teaches during the first parak. If you have a dough that it started off and it ended off like like a spongy type of a cake, which is a liquidy mixture. Then between the chal, then it's exempt from chal. Tchilasas of gan v'sevis, but let's say start off as spongy, but it ended up as a dough. Or tchilasas of v'sevis of gan, or start off as a dough and ended up spongy. Chayav v'chal, it's going to be chayav v'chal. So you see, obviously, that if when you made it into dough, it's thick, it's going to be chayav v'chal. It's not going to be removed anymore, even after, let's say, if you bake it in a frying pan, or let's say, if you make it spongy. Now, more of Nir Leben Tam, it seems Leben Tam. The Achen Amim, Mabachan Leben Maitzi, you're also going to make Hamaitzi on it, even again, as long as it was a thick dough, even if you make it in the frying pan. Maybe Rai Memanachas, he's a proof of Menachas, that I am a base, and the kids are some, the Gemara Brachas Lama Zayim a base, Domin, that the Gemara tells us, Hayayim, the Mach of Mechab Yishlaim, if a Kain, if Yisrael was bringing his flour from Yishlaim, Amish Shachyanu says, Shachyanu, where he hadn't brought a carbon in a long time, Nozla Eichlai, Ayma Hamaitzi, when he takes the eating, he makes Hamaitzi. And there the words are kolam anachas, all the flour offerings, which is even the deep frying pan or the shallow frying pan of the flour offering, even though it's fried in oil. So you see that even though it's made with a liquid, halacha is going to be that it's going to be hamaitzi. And the insvar lachag b'mayim l'shem, it's not logical to differentiate between if it's made with water or if it's fried in oil regarding hamaitzi. And therefore, again, all of them are going to be hamaitzi. Imkin al lafentzuli u fantalalti, which they're a liquidy type of mixture and they're not baked in the oven. Then you make a bayman mezaynus because it's not bread. But al galtuni v'arbali mevarach amaitzi. They can make amaitzi because there the mixture is thick. So like we said, then it's going to have a title as bread, even if it's not baked in an oven. So it says al afoltaki nira she'imavarach amaitzi. Why? Even though it's made without any liquids, but says but it doesn't have the form of bread because it's a liquidy type of a dough. And says you don't separate the challah from this apotiki. Even if you have many in the one basket, like the measurement of challah, although the basket generally combines the doughs to be the obligation of challah. So the reason for this is because, as we said, since it doesn't have the designation of bread, so therefore, that's why it's not going to be chalav. Also, regarding the bracha, is going to be mezainis and not a meitzi. Now, what bothers Tosfos is, regarding Rabbeinu Tam, says that if it starts off as dough, which is a thick dough, and even if it ends off spongy, made it fried in oil, it's still going to be chalav and going to be a bracha ba meitzi. It says Tosfos Vavagav the Teresa, although Teresa, which is a liquidy mixture that you pour it on the pan when it's hot. I'm reading the Kitzim of Avraham. The Gemara says the Chayim b'Chala Mavarchin Alav b'Yemin Mezaynis. You see that you Chayim b'Chala and you make a Mezaynis. So that's the Tosfos Ahukin v'Farashasim. That the Gemara says about the Degula ba'Amahu, because that's just dough and Vein Asayda Lev. It doesn't satisfy a person like bread. That's why it's going to be Mezaynis and not Hamaitzi. But regarding Chala, it's going to have the obligation of challah because ultimately it is lech. Rabbein Tam said the afal garmizli aim of archamaitzi. Why the last but trees in them again? There also does not have the form of bread. Avagav the mustamachay b'challah. Although we can presume that it's obligated in the separation of challah. But regarding hamaitzi, it's not enough. Has to have also have what's called teresa nahama to be hamaitzi. Has to have the form of bread, not just to be made out of thick dough, which is the obligation of challah. Bread that's not baked in one oven. Tosfos explains, according to Yehuda, is there a difference between it's a thick or liquidy mixture? Because it comes out that regarding that he says that if you make it in the frying pan, then the oven, it's not going to be bread. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, taner echad, only then is it called lechem. So what bothers Tosfos is, the time Tosfos has to take a second look, it says, benon lechal b'im losen rak b'im losen b'im lilu kasha. How do we know? As we were just discussing, Rabbi says the difference between the liquidy moist dough or a thick dough. Follow include Rabbi Yudel b'Afim b'Tan Echad. According to Rabbi Yudel, has nothing to do with the frying pan, which is like we said, everyone agrees if it's thick, it's going to be amitzi, but it's thin in the frying pan. But according to Rabbi Yudel, it just has to do if it's one oven or not. So automatically, it's always going to be not challah. And that Rabbi Ben Tami says no. This is what the Gemara means to say. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda, lechem afi b'tan v'chulam. And it says, according to Yehuda, bread that's baked in one oven, etc., is considered bread. What it means to say is lechem shirigil nefes b'tan. Bread that's normally baked in the oven, hainu b'lilasa kasha, that's when it's a thick mixture. That's when we're saying it's going to be considered lechem, because if it's a liquidy moist mixture, then you don't ever bake it in the oven, only in the frying pan. So comes according to Yehuda, you see also a differentiation between if it's a thick mixture or a thin mixture. If you attach it on the inside and you heat it on the outside, what's the halacha going to be? What's Rabba's question regarding the obligation of chal? Which says, according to Rashi, the Mefarish Demai Be'ilpas, that he says that the questions were regarding a frying pan. So what does Rabba understand is the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? Because you can't say Rabba understood Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish disagreeing regarding when you put it on the inside of the pan and heat on the outside, because then he wouldn't have asked that from Ula. Al Karchach, so obviously, it's when you attach it on the inside and you heat up on the inside, that must have been what he understood was their machlekes. And he was asking, what's halacha if you're Hitech Mibachot? But then, so Tayyim again, if that's the case, Rabbi Yisrael Bazachi, so then if that was how Rabba understood, and Rabbi Yisrael was listening as Rabba asked this, so what was Rabbi Yisrael's subsequent question regarding Hidvikum Ibifinim Abukul Kinegdimahu? What's Allah if you touch on the inside and you have the flame on the outside? What's Allah? What do you mean? That was exactly what we just explained. Is the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So rather than nearly, it seemed to the read the Hachol, but he had Behidvik Betanamayri. We're actually talking about, not like Rashi, not talking about the ass in the frying pan. When you attach the dough on the inside of an oven and you heat up the oven on the outside how they usually do by a frying pan. That was the, his question was, Kivin the Tanur, since ultimately it's an oven, So the chashav ma'aser elbos, we're not considering it as quote unquote the act of a frying pan, and maybe it would be chayav and chale even though you heat it from the outside the way you usually do by a frying pan, and not on the inside as normally done. Like demolish, not, or maybe no, it doesn't make a difference since we heat it from the outside. It's gonna be like a frying pan and exempt from chale. Well, Rabbi's question was when you attach it under the oven, and you don't even heat it up the way you normally do in the oven. Elamis Basham has to chicken egg, rather it's cooked from the heat of another oven on the outside, that maybe that's not gonna be considered as a Maisa Taner. That was Rabbi's question. Another different question regarding when you're not doing an oven as it normally is, will that be like an ilpas, or will that be like still an oven? And this is how Rabbi Nachman explains the way that we explain.